Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. You realize today, the day that we're taping the podcast, is 411 day. It's April 11th. What's the 411, G?
That's about
as far as that goes. I just wanted to say that.
Let me take my dip out.
Oh, God. Hey, we've got to talk about that. This, by the way, is not an. Do we have any sponsors this week?
We do have a sponsor.
Who do we have?
Our sponsor is Keystone Light.
Keystone Light, triple filtered Keystone Light. Filtered is good. Triple filtered is better. Smooth out your day with triple filtered Keystone Light. Always smooth. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. And now that we're off the air, you guys can talk for a second. I'm going to go grab one out of the fridge. Anybody else would like one? We can do this.
No, I better not.
All right.
Yeah, this coffee stuff, this coffee dip that this dude sent us. It's supposed to be a replacement for like guys who dip tobacco. You like dip, dip, like real dip.
Well, neither one of you dip tobacco, okay?
No, don't smoke.
But now you have started. Now you constantly have this coffee stuff in your mouth. So you went from not having a thing.
You know, it's not that it's really great. It's not great.
It's pretty good.
It's okay.
But you're getting a buzz off it. You know what it is, Bubba?
I know.
No, wait.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Smooth.
D has never had, he's never drank.
He's never drank and he's
never
dipped.
He doesn't smoke cigarettes. He's never done any kind of drugs. He's never done anything. This is the closest thing to something addictive that he's ever touched. And it's
just caffeine. It's caffeine. It's coffee chew.
He look at him. He's thinking, he's dipping right now, thinking about his next dip.
Here's the thing about it. You know, we talked to this guy on the air because he developed this dip replacement, you know, for guys like a bunch of bull riders are doing it now and all. But it's basically it's coffee, it brews in your mouth, and that's it. There's no more spit cup, so your girl or you don't have to run the risk of grabbing the wrong thing and taking a swig because that's so nasty.
You know, really
and who
makes
of
me-
us haven't done that?
Makes me feel more masculine.
Just having it in? Because people think it's real dip.
Yep. It looks like it.
It does look like it.
Yeah.
And you get like the little coffee grounds in your teeth.
I'm sorry. I don't think of dipping as a masculine thing.
Maybe 10 years ago. I do. Okay,
I don't know.
Look at like Terry Clark and Gretchen. I don't know if either one of them still does, but back in the day they did. And it was so shocking. Two ladies dipping.
Okay, I get it on that level. I just don't think of it as a cool thing
dip,
to do.
I think it's kind of nasty. I think that's nasty.
By the way, the beer right now for the podcast is awesome. This is the first time I've ever done this and had a Keystone Light, by the way.
I'm going to drink a beer while we're doing the podcast.
You ever do this? Hold on. This is a first.
What was that?
I gargled a little beer.
What kind of a
By
child?
The way, I'm only going to have one.
I hope so.
I'm just saying I'm drinking responsibility. Responsibility.
Drinking responsibility. Yeah, I'm already
talking.
That didn't take long at all. All right. What's the alcohol content in this?
Triple filtered, triple A alcohol.
That would be awesome. It's not true, but that would be awesome.
I had a really great conversation with a baseball coach. You know, Gunner hurt his arm. This is Big D talking, and my son Gunner, he plays baseball. And
he doesn't play baseball. He lives baseball.
Yeah, he's really into it. Anyway, he hurt his arm. He hurt his elbow really seriously, and he was going to be 6 weeks is out. He's going to be 12 weeks before he can even begin to throw. And then the throwing program is probably going to be
very
another,
mellow.
It's going to be another month or so. So it's going to be, it's a long process back for him. So anyway, one of the high school coach approached me and said, hey, you know, I know about Gunner, you know, what's going on with his arm, and that's going to be tough for a kid. And he said, would he be willing to come in and let me, you know, he could be like a mentorship.
Wow.
And Gunner was like, I was like, yeah, I'll talk to him.
Like coach in training.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, it doesn't. So hey, if anything,
though, it looks good on his coaching resume as, you know, he moves forward.
So he's helping out, you know, this spring with this team. And you know, I was talking to that the head coach yesterday, and I said, we got to talking about kids. It's a private high school, and we got to talking about kids and stuff. And he's like, you know, a lot of these kids are so soft, like they're mama boys. And we got to talking about Marcus Luttrell, and he brought it up because there's a former player of his who went into the Marines or in the Navy and did some tours in Afghanistan and all that, and he came back. And he goes,
he coached Marcus, or is this another
no,
guy?
It's a different, no, okay. It's a different guy. But he said, you know, that kid was different from day one.
You just knew it?
He said he didn't expect things. He wasn't a handout guy. He earned your respect. He was quiet. He wasn't mouthy. And I said, man, I want that American. I want that American to be more prevalent today in our country than the punks. And I don't want to sound like the old man, but there's a lot of really punkish people, and there always have been. But now with the internet, it just seems like I see more of them, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And they're very loud.
Oh, and they're just so annoying. And you just want to say, shut up.
Hide behind their computer.
Yeah.
And their screen name.
Everybody's
and say,
tough when they're anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says real tough stuff.
Yeah.
We saw a little bit of that this week.
You know, they talked about getting rid of
What's
anonymous.
That mean?
Oh, we saw a little bit of that this week. We got a guy who's real tough and talks a lot of stuff, and then.
And then you guys threw me into it.
Then we
it.
Threw Bubba into it and said, oh, well, you know, there's a charity boxing match that happens with country music people every year. Why don't, you know, we threw Bubba's name in the hat against his will.
Sweet God.
No, Bubba was like, I'm not fine. Bubba's the boxer of the three of us.
No, I 20 years ago.
But still.
Even more than boxers, he's the street fighter guy. Bubba's like,
Dude, what
got
you're
like
doing
scars
is you're putting,
on his...
You're putting a target on me. Thanks, man.
No, I'm just saying that's who you are.
I mean,
on the street.
Look at your hand. Look at your fist.
Yeah.
Do you have scars, Patrick, on your fist?
I have two on my knuckles. That's
from
it.
What? You fell down when you're trying to carry your tuba? I mean, no, you don't.
I actually cut my knuckles, but it was hitting a bag. It wasn't hitting a person.
I don't have anything on mine because I'm a pansy girl, but Bubba does, and he's got them from other dudes' teeth.
Yeah, but I've got some on my eyebrows, too. Look, see, I got
you
both
see
the scars.
His eyebrows? That's not a cool kid and play razor deal.
Kid and play?
I met Randy Couture, like the Randy Couture, the famous MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there and I said, dude, how do you know, looking around, like who can really fight? Can you tell just by looking at the way they hold themselves? He goes, a little bit. He goes, the best thing to do is look at their eyebrows and their ears.
They got cauliflower ear?
Are this just jacked up ears at all? Because you never injure your ear. It's not something you naturally injure. You'll hurt your shoulder, you'll hit your head. You're not going to bang your ear falling or in a car accident.
Yeah.
Usually, if something's wrong with your ear, it's because you got punched.
Yeah. Well, it's wrestling. Wrestlers. That's why wrestlers had to wear all those headgear because it goes right over the ears. Because we'd always get bad calls. And they still do because you don't always wear them in training and practice and stuff. So these guys get into these positions where your ears are being rubbed hard against an arm or a leg
or
the
floor.
Mat. And that's why you get all these nasty looking
cauliflower ears,
dinked up ears and eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
But eyebrows is not ears. I always see ears as a wrestling thing because I wrestled for so many years competitively. But the eye thing, we never had eyebrow stuff. That's a fighting thing. That's a street fighting.
That just means you got hit.
And isn't that the worst, though, dude? Getting hit? Getting hit in the face and
the
nose?
The absolute worst is the nose. You know, anything else you could pretty much handle. You can get handle because, like, your eyebrow will cut. You don't realize it, but that bone right above your eye is like a razor.
Yeah.
And if you hit it, I mean, like boxers, I don't know how most of them don't get cut in every single fight. But, like, you get hit in your nose, you don't even have to see blood. You don't have to break it. It's on the inside.
It's instant,
you smell
man.
The iron. You taste it.
Your
and
eyes,
you're like,
oh,
yeah.
It's the
Everything
worst.
Waters up. It's the worst place to get hit ever.
It's the and worst smell. That smell is in. There's nothing else like it.
I got to tell you this. My son is dealing with a bully at school. And, you know, He's like, he's trying to win him with good favor. Like, hey, you want to trade, you know, this, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, dude, no, hey, don't. You can't do
that's
that.
How you, that's how you lure him in. You want to play with my Pokemon? Boom!
You can't.
Throat punch.
Well, I told him, I said, you can't out nice him. He's not going to like you because you're nice to him. The only way he's going to like you is if he respects you.
And Callie, I said, this is, are you talking about America?
Yes. Mm. So I told him, I said, don't start a fight. But if he ever gets cocky with you, if he ever pushes you or does anything, I said, because he's been in martial arts too, you know, for a couple of years. And I said, you know, I know you don't want to hurt anybody because he's such a gentle soul. Mm. But I said, if he starts picking on you, if he's pushing on you, rear back as hard as you can and hit him in the nose as hard as you can.
Over.
Whether it's with your elbow, and because he knows how to throw an elbow too. We hit the bags at the house. I'm like, whether it's with your elbow, which I love, by the way, or your fist, hit him as hard as you can in the nose. He will never, ever mess with you again. And my wife is like, I can't believe you're telling him to do that. I said, I'm not telling him to start a fight. I'm telling him to finish it forever. It's like if you watch the movie or read the book Ender's Game, that's how he was the greatest general, was because he didn't start the fight, but he finished it. He made sure that it was done, not only for that fight, but for all future fights that could have happened.
I used to have a friend of mine. He was Korean. He actually went to West Point and became a tank battalion over in the sandbox for a long time. But he used to tell me how his dad was straight from Korea and was a professor. And he would say, if you get into a fight, he would say, Steve, if you get into a fight, you must kill them. I was like, oh my God, really, dude?
Not really kill, though. He meant like...
I don't know. I think he might have actually meant kill.
We always go... Jeremy and Gerald and I would go, I think he actually meant kill.
Hey, you know what? You guys never messed with Steve, did you?
No, never messed with Steve. He's a good dude. Good guy. No, but it's that's the way America is, man. We're all, you know, I mean, you know, you can get too out of whack too. You can get all, you know, gung ho and overly Viking-y, but we need a little bit. We need a lot more men being men, and I don't mean beating your woman or disrespecting her.
That's not being a man.
If you
lay a hand on a woman, you have just lost your man card for life.
But we need men who are strong and who are responsible and who are courageous. And, you know, I got to tell you, I think there's women want that too for men.
Well, I think society in general wants leadership, and I think that's where it all comes from. It isn't about man being a man. It isn't about. It's about someone stepping up and being a leader. And
I think it we is have about.
We have a problem. Remember Coach Bill, the guy who did that football documentary?
Yeah,
he talked all about
from
that.
From Memphis?
He was brilliant. He's like, look, what we have in America isn't a this problem. It isn't a that problem. It's a leadership problem. We have got to get out there and just put forward leadership and reward leadership. We can't knock people back for taking the reins.
I mean, look at the company we used to work for. If you had ideas, if you took chances, if you took risk, if you tried to do something that was different than the corporate mantra, nope.
You know what I hated about them is that they would tell you, you've got to get attention, you've got to do whatever, you got to. But as soon as you got that attention, they would separate themselves and go, hey, I can't believe you did that.
Can't believe you did that.
You're horrible.
Yeah, but no, the people who tend to get, and it's all most of corporate America, the people who tend to get promoted to positions of power are the people who are the yes men for the people above them.
Yeah, yep. Watch around you. Whenever you go to work or wherever you're at, you'll notice that most bosses don't hire the best qualified person. They hire the most...
They don't promote the best qualified person.
Or promote, right. But they also don't hire strong people anymore. They hire people that are second tier. And I know this sounds horrible, but they don't want to... They're afraid of hiring their own replacement.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm thinking of my best friends, my closest circle of friends, three dudes. They all hate their boss. They talk about their boss like their boss is stupid. They can't believe, they don't understand how. And we're talking not owners and entrepreneurs. We're talking about middle management type people. They don't understand how that person got that job. They don't understand they're not qualified. They couldn't do
my
job if they tried
them.
Right. And you know what? I think of my grandfather's generation. they talked. People used to think of their bosses as smart. This is a new phenomenon. People used to look at their bosses and their leaders as leaders.
Yeah, you wanted
There's a reason
to, you
your
aspired,
boss was a boss.
You aspired to become the boss. Mm. Now you loathe your boss, and that's sad. By the way, I'm still drinking my beer, and this is fantastic. Keystone Light. But it's true.
Shameless plug.
That was a shameless plug, but let me tell you.
Shameless.
My tongue is getting a little numbness. It's awesome.
Wow.
It's great.
Yeah, that's a new thing. That whole, you know, oh, my boss is such an idiot. Like, and really, it's not just something you say. It's true.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
What else is sad?
I don't know.
Big D's all excited. This is, we can go to some good news. I don't know if y'all talked about this when I stepped out into the kitchen to drink to get my Keystone Light out of the fridge. Another shameless plug.
Start on a new radio station on Monday.
Yeah, Big D's all excited. His hometown.
Big D's hometown.
Yeah, they picked up the show in Cookeville, Tennessee, and now your dad is going to be able to hear you every morning.
Yeah, I try to get my dad. You know, my dad. You can listen to the show anywhere if you got the internet. But. Tell my dad that is like I might as well have told him what the coordinates were for the satellite relay that he had to go and pick up off the SATCOM unit.
Now, well, Larry, you know there's an app you can download on your phone and listen to the show.
My thumb's too big to download an app.
You know what my dad's favorite app is? He doesn't have any apps.
His favorite app is phone.
Dad, you download any app? Because you know why? Because he's got a. I went through the whole thing. I said. Because to get an app, you have to have an account.
Set up an account without, you're right.
So he has an iPhone, so he has to have an iTunes account. So I'm like, okay, well, you're going to have an attitude. Oh, okay. So that's easy enough, right? I'm setting it up. I go, what's your email address?
My email number?
I don't have an email address. Dad didn't have an email address.
At all?
No.
Not even for his work?
No.
Wow.
So he has a fax number.
Wow. Can you sign up for iTunes with a fax number?
So I had to create him a Yahoo email, something easy, free. And then, but you know what took me the longest time?
What?
It was him trying to figure out what his password would be.
Something he would remember.
I go, so what do you want your password to be?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well,
this is how people get hacked because people. That's how the
password,
Larry.
Wait, you gave your dad. You set up your dad an email address. Yep. Did you warn him about Nigerian princes and all that kind of stuff?
Just
did
give
you,
him the link to Snopes and say, "Dad, here, no. Welcome to the internet."
No, because my dad, he doesn't check his email.
Okay. It's like my dad. My dad got a Facebook page, and I think he's looked at it 0 times.
My dad, he had one. I think he don't have it anymore. Facebook. Or he doesn't get on it.
My mother got a Facebook page like back in January, and she's
all over your page,
is,
man.
No, she is the stalker of Facebook.
That's what I'm
saying. Very she's... seldom comments. She very seldom likes, but she sees everything. Every time I talk to her, oh, I saw that picture Bubba posted of you in your office. That was nice. Every time
you're like,
she
you
sees
didn't like
everything.
It, Mom.
I'm like, you saw that? Yeah, you didn't like it. Well, I didn't think I had to. Yeah, okay.
She's
doesn't,
being sneaky,
though.
Man.
Yeah,
that's you, man.
Yeah, you really don't
stalking.
Have to. You know what?
Facebook
she's right.
Stalking.
She's right. You don't have to like everything you see.
People get a little crazy with that. People get
social.
On Facebook.
It's social etiquette. You don't talk about things on Facebook that you didn't talk about on Facebook. Like if I see you in person and you start talking about things you saw on my Facebook, it's creepy. It's creepy. It means you were stalking my Facebook.
Are you serious?
I mean, right now? I don't care. I'm telling you, other people care, especially girls. Like, you can't go, hell yeah, I saw that picture of you with the new hair. It was nice. You go, oh, you saw that? Because, yeah, the way they know you saw it is if you like it or comment on it.
Right.
You don't leave a comment on Facebook, and then you mention it next time you see them, and they go, oh, okay. Because it's creepy. It means you were looking at my Facebook, but you didn't bother to tell
That's
me you were looking at
it. The dumbest thing I've heard.
It is stupid. I agree. Welcome to... This is one of the reasons dating is so hard.
Hey, I went out 2014. And I painted a picture on the side of a building, and everyone can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say...
I left a piece of paper by it to say, leave your comments here. And
you didn't.
You
but
didn't.
Then the next day I go, hey, I saw the painting you did on the side of the building.
What?
There. It's really nice.
Oh, you saw that?
Why
you
are
didn't
so
leave a comment.
You're so creepy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Doesn't have to make that. Someone sent me an article of real problems with being single and over 30 in 2014. And all of it was true, and all of it was terrifying.
Really?
And the technology is horrible. And nobody calls. Everybody texts. And texting is so impersonal. It's so hard to read inflection or intention in a text message. Everything could be taken multiple ways.
You have to be, if you're making a comment that could be even slightly read, a little goofy, you have to put smiley faces and emojis and everything.
It's such an emasculating thing to do.
Yeah.
Smiley faces are so not.
Do you guys do like I don't do smiley faces, but I see people like you send them.
Bubba has a smiley face in his signature.
But it's like
on my driver's license.
But do you do, is it like a colon and then a little thing on the side?
It depends on which smiley face. I'll text you something right now. Hey, Big D, this is a text test, comma, smiley face, comma, winky face, exclamation point.
So if you've never heard us make fun of Bubba for talk texting.
All right, it's done. You'll have it here in a minute.
God, being on the road.
We hear this all the time. All the time. Hear Bubba go into freaking talk texting.
I reply to people on the airplane. You know, you get on an airplane, you're going across country, and you've got like Wi-Fi. And I'm like, hey, people, here's what's going on.
You know what I don't get?
Sounds good, ..
One of our partners does this. I don't understand when people sign and they just put a capital J, and that's supposed to be a smiley face. I don't get that.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I see it all the time. Look, you'll see it now. You start to notice it. People sign emails with a capital J after their name or at the end of a sentence, and hey, that's supposed to be a smiley.
I got it. Hey, Big D, this is a text test. Yeah, it's a little smiley face.
And then a winky face. If you tell your phone, like I've got an iPhone, if you say winky face, it'll actually make a winky face.
Yeah, but you realize that you're in public saying the words winky face?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. You just said winky face like 4 times on a podcast.
This is how Bubba's text messages go in public because he has to speak them in there. He hits it and he goes,
..
Hey, let's get together to go shoot. I'll meet you at the gun range.
You're forgetting to say period and comma.
..
Hey, period. Let's get together and shoot, period. I'll meet you at the gun range, period. How about 6 o'clock, ?
That's exactly
winky
how I
face.
Text.
Winky face.
That's exactly. No, I wouldn't put a winky face after talking about shooting.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No!
I know you.
Unless I said like, you know, I don't know. I would never put a winky face after talking about shooting.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm getting Zach involved into the gun club.
Oh, nice.
My oldest son, Zach, for those. Don't know.
He's so that's you 13. Needed a hobby for him. That's I think so it's what's a great he gonna, idea.
Who burped?
Me. He's gonna have a. It's just to get him like Bobby, like y'all said. It's just to get him out of the house.
Yeah, keep him busy.
Yep. So get him out.
You're not even drinking the beer.
I was about to say Bubba's drinking the beer, and D is the one over here belching. That's great.
So he's going to get involved. Maybe doing some skeet. You know.
He wasn't, I think that's great because he's into it.
You know,
so that's
funny.
Good.
I guess that's what Kathy. And Kathy was like, "Well, you know, he knows a lot about guns because he plays Call of Duty." And I was like,
"Oh, wow.
Oh God, no!" Yeah, I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know what? You let the 13-year-old boy who plays Call of Duty all the time show up at the gun range, okay, in the shooting club, and go over there and go." And try and act like he knows what he's talking about. So what's your favorite gun? Mine's the Saw 84. And they're going to go, oh. And then somebody, because you know they get it a lot.
Somebody's going to say, you play Call of Duty? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
I don't play all the time. I know a lot about guns.
My best friend, my BFF on Call of Duty is from Ireland.
Yeah. So what's the caliber of that Saw, your favorite gun? I don't know. Wow. Yeah, you know a lot about guns.
And then you ask him to load it. Can you chamber a round real quick?
Come on. I told her, I said, yeah, I said, that'll get fixed on its own. I said, it's just like guys in FFA. They don't mess around. They don't want some skinny jean wearing hipster to come in and try and act like he's one of them.
Skinny jeans and a flat bill cowboy hat.
trying to act like he's one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they see you, first off, right through it, and it's insulting. And they're, because they're polite and they've been raised right, they'll be, you know, accommodating to a point. And then after a while, they just kind of write you off and go, you're a knucklehead. But what do I know?
I don't know.
What do you know?
What do you know?
Any business we need to attend to this week? Any major decisions or anything like that? Besides hide the cowboy coffee chew from Big D?
No, I think everything's rolling along.
Roll on highway.
We have a 3,000 square foot facility with our studio and then two control rooms next to it and a green room and then soundstage. But when we designed this place, we built in 2 8-by-10-foot offices that we didn't have a use for, but we thought, well, we'll probably need those down the road.
Yeah, and future expansion.
The big news now is that we are working on getting somebody to use those offices.
It's pretty much a done deal,
basically,
right?
Yeah, basically somebody else to come in and use them. Not somebody like, no, we're not going to hire new people. We aren't quite there yet, but
They're going to base their show out of our building.
Yeah, so we can't that's really talk cool. about that yet, but that's coming and it'll be really exciting.
Like, why can't are you talking about?
Because they haven't announced on their end that they're doing that. So out of respect to those people, but yeah, we have a deal already in place, and that'll be coming in about 6 weeks.
That's crazy that we're going to have. Can you imagine? That's crazy talk. I mean, here we were a year ago, working as just a piece of a cog of a giant wheel of a debt-burdened company, and now we're on our own. Running our own business, and now this our building will become a media. I don't want to say hub because that's stupid, but it'll be a multimedia. Whatever, you know,
it's gonna be a multimedia facility.
It's gonna be hub.
I mean, seriously, it's not just gonna be us here doing one radio show. Yeah. It's gonna be all kind. I mean,
we actually have a video thing that's gonna be another company.
Yeah.
That's talking to us about taking over the room that we have for video.
Yeah.
So that is also in play right now. And then we got all the other cool stuff going on. I don't want to get too deep into it, but there's a lot of future stuff that we can't wait to tell you about that we can't just because of
legal. Are you shaking your head, Patrick?
Legalese. I don't know, because I never know what he's going to say.
No, what? I know.
I'm not going to say what you thought he would say.
I'm not going to say it because I know there's a lot of legalese involved. And we signed NDAs, which is a non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm just saying we have a lot of stuff in the future that
you're
we're
getting
working on.
He was shaking you off.
Yeah,
no,
was.
I was.
Yeah. He's like, yeah,
I
can't, you are. Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
I can't believe you're bringing this up.
No, I don't even know. I don't even know what he could bring up that you would say about.
There's a bunch of things.
What's the first letter of one of them?
R.
What's the second letter?
I have no idea.
I don't know what it is.
I know everything. I can figure this out. What's the first letter? I got this. What's the last letter? Hang on.
Yeah. They always go first letter, last letter. What's it rhyme with?
Hold on a minute.
Remember I was always horrible at that game where they... Were you trying to...
Charades?
Yeah. Well, no, what's the one you draw a
Hangman?
Picture?
Hangman.
No. You draw a picture and it's like... Pictionary. I hated the game. Bubba's really good at it because he can draw. I can never draw.
No, I'm not good at it. I'm good for helping people to guess.
Yeah, well, hey, you're good at drawing.
I'm a good drawer.
That's your talent.
But you actually symbolize well. Patrick actually is a very talented painter. Here's another little thing as we're trying to get Patrick.
That is the biggest overstatement I have ever heard.
I like your that painting you have where you went into the little wine and whatever. I love that painting. I think it would look great in your office. He's like, I can't in good standing hang a painting that I painted in my own office.
A painting I painted in my own office. I can't do it.
It's a great looking painting and it would look good on your purple walls.
You can have it. I'll let you take it. You can take it home.
What's all of our secondary
like talents?
Talents.
Well,
Patrick's I'll say Patrick's isn't painting. I would say his secondary talent.
It's either being a musician or being a comedian.
I think your secondary talent is dealing with customer service.
That's my evil superpower. That's
Patrick.
A different thing.
Do I still have
that?
That's
my evil superpower.
Patrick gets on the phone.
I may have that saved. I recorded you.
You did
going
not
going off on somebody.
Oh, it's so bad. You never. The one thing you don't want to be is the person on the other end of the phone when Patrick is trying to deal with customer service.
Let me tell you, there's nothing I hate more than being told, "I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do about that." Really? Let me talk to your boss. Oh, my goodness.
And the thing is, they always go, "Well, the manager isn't that." But then he will, if they won't give him the boss, he will track the boss down.
When we had our little war with the with that other company, I ended up getting in touch with one of the vice presidents that's in charge of our region, and all he did was sit on the phone and apologize. We got everything taken care of, but it took me a month to get there over something that wasn't even our fault.
And it's funny because you think about all the people that don't have that drive to continue on and that's right.
The barriers are there with customer service with these big corporations,
so that they can continue to overcharge
you. Keep you from getting resolution. They don't want to solve your problem. That's the whole goal.
I don't have it recorded.
You don't have it. I mean, I'm gonna tell you a story. When I was 20 years old, I was dating a girl that I went to college with who was 19.
Which is exciting. It's a girl.
You were dating someone and it was a girl.
You.
Go ahead.
Her roommate was also 19. This little mild-mannered, really, meek little 19-year-old girl, right? She was so upset. I remember I went over to my girlfriend's apartment and her roommate was so upset because she had three checks bounce because her paycheck, and she worked for like a big national corporation, her paycheck bounced. And so she didn't know that. She deposited her paycheck, and then she wrote a check for, the electric bill and the phone bill and something, and those all bounced. So she got charged $50 at the time NSF fee for each of the checks she wrote that bounced. So now the bank took $150 of money that she didn't have. She's a poor college student. And I said, wait a minute. So why the checks bounced because your paycheck bounced? She said, yeah. I went, did you talk to the bank about it? Well, yeah. Well, they really didn't want it. They just told me it was my own. I went, which bank do you use? And she told me, and I said, when's your last class tomorrow? 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Meet me at the main branch of that bank at 2 o'clock.
Come to Patrick's school.
I went with her to the bank. 20 years old. I walked into that bank. I told her I needed to talk to the branch manager. I sat in her office and mildly explained what happened. And she told me it was still my friend's fault. And I literally stood up and went, listen, you are not going to fault a 19-year-old girl because you couldn't figure out why her paycheck from a national company. You go to them and you get that money from them. And we're not leaving here until you put that $150 back into her account and make sure all this gets taken care of. And the woman just looked at me and blinked three times and went, okay, we'll get that money put back in right now.
Wow. See, I can't do that.
You will not take advantage of me or anyone around me.
I'm glad you're on our side.
You are glad I'm on your side.
Patrick comes in on the white horse defending the lady who's getting...
I will defend those who cannot defend themselves when it comes to customer service.
You know what I love? I love this. After doing that and, getting people like going, oh, he saved that girl her money. People always come up and go, so why are you single?
Yeah.
Is that not the worst question ever?
Probably because I have no confidence in a single person, though,
that's got to be the worst question ever. Why are you still single?
Because you know who asked me that? Women who are already in relationships. It's always women who are already married or already in like a serious relationship will go, I don't understand why you're still single. Yeah.
Is that the voice they use?
That's the voice. That's my token lady voice if I'm telling a story. That's it.
Patrick has a lady voice.
So do you.
Yeah, don't give me that. Sound like this.
Yeah, Bubba's lady voice is an old lady.
That's a Cajun thing.
Yes.
Man.
Well, I'm going to check out then.
Andy is gone.
By the way, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/BigDandBubba. You can hit us up on Twitter, @BigDandBubba. Patrick, what's your Twitter?
@PatrickThomas19.
Big D, what's yours?
That's a Radio Big D.
Radio Big D.
At Radio Big D.
And mine is at Bubba Radio. And now, here comes the outro.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.